the barnyard, drag them off like sheep to be butchered, set them apart for the day of slaughter. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickest by the Jordan? Your brothers, your own family, even they have betrayed you. They have raised a loud cry against you. Do not trust them, though they speak well of you. Amen. God bless with all of us through his word, the living word. Today, this morning, we are blessed to have a special speaker, man of God, missionary belonging to Paul Mission, one of very experienced missionaries working Bangladesh. Also, his wife, missionary Uyongum, with us. We welcome you. He will share the word of God with us under the title, Accept Food Soldiers. Shall we shout again together? Accept Food Soldiers. Ready? Accept Food Soldiers. Okay, let us receive him with big hands. Welcome.
Hallelujah. What a spirit-filled worship. I special thanks to the pastor and this English congregations and also to the worship teams. It was very spirit-filled, and especially I received the touching of the spirit by your worship. When was the last time you ran? Can anybody remember when was the last time you ran? No? Yeah, today, anybody run today? Anyone? No one. I ran last time, day before yesterday night, when I came from Wanju and going to my father-in-law house at Kosan, and from Kosan, it was very far, that place, and there was no taxi, no bus, nothing. And it makes me to run. There's no other way, because some places has light, road light, and some place has no light at all. So when I crossed one mountain, it was around half kilometers, and I had to run because no one there, nobody, not even a dog. So I had to run, and I do not look right or left any place. I just run. So sometimes we had to run. Have you ever gone through some situation that never desired, unexpected situations? And every day we face many situations, but unexpected situations for everyone. It happens to everyone, whether we live in Korea, USA, Canada, Australia, Bangladesh, from where I come from, everywhere, everybody, they're facing the unexpected situation. Wherever you live, you have to face it. And it also happened to a godly person, very famous prophet Jeremiah. And he asked several questions to God. We saw from the Bible verses, Jeremiah, he was chosen and set apart before his born, anointed in the age of young. Chapter 1 and verse 5 said, Jeremiah was preaching to the people who were frustrated in their life. And they watched people living joyfully, other people living joyfully, freely, but they are in captivity. So Jeremiah, he decided to talk with God behalf of those people. He has many questions in his life. The first question, why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? Do you have any question like this? Why does the way of wicked prosper? Why the evil person? Why the sinners? Why other people who are not following Jesus Christ? They're worshipping other God in Islam, in Hinduism, in Buddhism, some of the religions. Why they prosper? But as a God, God's chosen people, as a Christian, believer, faithful person, we are praying, we are fasting. Why all of we are suffering? Why do they live in peace, joyfully, prosperity in their life, but we are suffering? Why is someone in the leadership? Sometimes you can ask questions. Why is someone in the leadership and we are suffering? We studied in the Bible college. We did the Bible studies. We did the QT. Everything. We never miss any single worship service. Why do we suffer? Why our children, they suffer? Why our relatives, they suffer? Why our country suffering? We have so many questions in our life. Have you ever seen your friends or neighbors, they are living with joy, prosperity, blessings, but you are in a trouble? Does anything upset you in your life? Even after prayer, fasting, faithful living, you could not understand the will of God and had many questions, as like Jeremiah. He was a very famous prophet. Why unqualified people are in the ministry? When graduate from Bible college, they are suffering, jobless, no ministry. Sometimes it looks like saints are sad while sinners are celebrating in their life. Do you have any question in your life? So Jeremiah asked question to God. Why the wicked people, they are prospering? Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Secondly, Jeremiah, he blamed God. Verse 2, he have planted them and they have taken root. They grow and bear fruit. You are always on the leaves, but far from their hearts. Jeremiah was really upset about those situations who are blessed, and in his eyes, those peoples are not qualified to have those blessings. Most of the time we feel very unhappy when you see other people, they are living blessing, joyfully. And in our judgment, we think they are not qualified to have those blessings. They have no rights to have those blessings. And Jeremiah also feel like that. And Jeremiah, finally, he is self-righteous. He said, verse 3, "Yet you know me, Lord. You see me and test my thoughts about you. I am a faithful person." Sometimes we also think like that. I am a faithful person. I am praying. I am fasting. I never miss chapel. I have attended every single worship service. I praise in front of the congregation. How can I be struggling in every way? Why not I am receiving blessings? Have you ever asked question like that? Have you ever personally be faithful? Have you ever asked question like this? And then Jeremiah also suggesting God. He suggested, verse 3b, "Drag them off like sheep to be butchered. Set them apart for the day of slaughter." Can you imagine a godly person, a famous prophet, he is suggesting God to kill those people, to kill the neighbors who are receiving blessing from God? Have you ever prayed like that? Selfish prayer like this? Selfish argument like this? He suggested, "God, kill them." Saints are suggesting God to kill them. Have you ever prayed or suggested God to take revenge of your enemies? Sometimes we think our neighbors are not qualified to have those blessings. House, car, property, job. Nothing. They are not qualified. by looking to other blessing, other people's blessings, do not be jealous. What God has for you is only for you. No one has right to take it from your hand. Say amen. God already planted everything. Everything. This is the not last step of our life. We are on the way to have those blessings. Matthew 5:45 says, He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. He's God not only for you and me. He's also God for the Muslim people. He's also God for the Hindu people. He created each of everyone. And He wants each of everyone. They come to Him, bow down, accept Him. That is why He sent His Son. He sent His Son not only for you and me. When God blessed our neighbors, our classmates, our friends, our co-workers, that means we are the next. When God blessed your friends, that means you are the next person to have those blessings. Don't be jealous. Just prepare yourself, prepare our vessel to receive those blessings. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks for everything. In every situation, in any situation, just give thanks. Verse 4, how long will the land lie perish? You can read here, and the grass in every field be withered, because those who live in it are wicked. The animals and the birds have perished. Moreover, the people are saying, he will not see what happens to us. Do not judge others. Be at intercessor. When you feel, when you judge other people, why do they have those kinds of blessings? What rights they have to have that? Remember, the same God created you and him. The same God want to bless him and you. Just be an intercessor. Because of the wickedness of saints, we are in judgment. This is not the situation in Korea. Do you know the growing of the Islam and Christianity in Korea? Do you know the percentage? Have you ever seen the big mosque than bigger churches in Korea? It surprises me. 15 years back, in almost around 20 to 25 churches, when I shared message here, I said to them, evangelize your own people. Otherwise, some days, the Muslim people, they will evangelize your children. And there will be mosques everywhere. Have you seen the biggest mosque in Korea? No. No idea. Have you visited Incheon? Go Incheon and see that. Be an intercessor. Do not judge others. If we give ourselves to Jesus, he will break all chains and free us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, when I will hear, then I will hear from heavens and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Jeremiah, he had questioned. And he also blamed. He also showed his righteousness. And he also suggested God for everything for himself. That was not the God's will. God's will to use you and me, each of everyone. God's will to use your hands like his hands. Whether you live in Philippines, whether you live in Bangladesh, India, Korea, anywhere. God wants to use your hands, your eyes, your hearts, everything. Finally here, verse 5 and 6, then God answered, If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? Foot soldiers are not the best or strong soldiers. You know foot soldiers. Every country has foot soldiers. They are not the best equipped, not the last equipped. Every country, they have the foot soldiers. Foot soldiers, they defense first, but they are not the best one. They come first. When attack coming from enemies, they come first, but they are not the best equipped. Something best is still waiting. After foot soldiers, better troops will come, and they are the horses, Bible says, God says. Most of the time, we are complaining because of foot soldiers in our life. Every day we are facing trouble, those are the foot soldiers of our life. But we need to understand that nothing can compare what is coming next to us. Stop complaining. Your problem are like foot soldiers. No money? Family problem? No partner? Cannot get a sponsor? No promotions in the job? Those are the foot soldiers. That's not the strong problem. Foot soldiers. Those foot soldiers in your lives are not to break you down, but to prepare you for better future. Say amen. Every day, accept your foot soldiers. Those are the signs that you are walking to the right directions. God is preparing you by these foot soldiers. If you stop by the attacking of those foot soldiers, then devil will rejoice. You'll never see the blessings. Don't give up your portions to the devil. Welcome foot soldiers every day as a blessings. God will take you to another level when you accept foot soldiers in your life. I have accepted Jesus Christ year of 92. I work against this living God. I came from different religion, Islam. When I see Jesus Christ is the Son of God, no one shared me message. I found it from magazine. I wrote a letter to the magazine, author of that magazine, stop this, otherwise I'll kill you. And very politely they answered, if this is false, then prove it, it is false. So, just to prove that word, Jesus is not the Son of God, I wanted to prove that. I studied Bible. I did many courses. Before being Christian, 22 certificates I have earned from the Bible. But that didn't make me Christian. I wanted to prove it is false. False religion, false God. God has no son, no daughter, no wife, nothing. But by the Spirit, Holy Spirit, anointing of the Holy Spirit, one night, I feel by the Holy Spirit, God, if you are alive, I do not know, I don't trust any God, but I trust the God who created me. If you are true, if you are alive, then help me to understand. By the touch of the Holy Spirit, He helps me, anoint me, and I came to Christ. This is not easy from Bangladesh. You know, 94% Muslims, less than 1% Christian in Bangladesh. Lots of persecutions from family, from friends. They tortured many times. And they deduct all kinds of relationship, my family. No home to go, no place to sleep. Every friend they had, nothing. All this torture, persecution, here, there. I count all those as blessings like foot soldiers. You are living in a country, very nice country, nice people. Some of we foreigners here, I can see. We also face the food soldiers, like language, Korean language, like food, like living, like sometimes we lost. Yeah, I also lost here last week. Last week I lost. I take the same number of bus 79, but he took another way. My wife says bus number 79. And I saw the bus number 79, I was in, and it took me very far from here, 45 minutes from here, wrong way. It's happened. Those are the food soldiers. Don't worry about your finance. Don't worry about your friends. Don't worry about your family back home. Those are the food soldiers. Do you know your food soldiers? Your present situation is your food soldiers. That makes you unhappy. Whatever makes you unhappy, whatever change your mind from God to some other places, those are the food soldiers. Food soldiers are precursors before horses. The harder the trial, the bigger the blessings. If we escape by looking those foot soldiers, then how will you face horses running behind you? Prove it that you are ready to face those foot soldiers and you are ready to run with the horses. Horses are strong, faster. You have to run. Do not complain. I was living, there's no place to live. In my life, first time, I live in a Bible college bathroom. I was not the student of that Bible college in Dhaka. Bathroom is, that was smaller than me, shorter than me. Very small place. I never complained. The same day, first day, I share message, evangelist people. And now also I do the same thing, same work. I evangelize people. But one day found the bathroom was used for the students. No way to sleep. I stay under the stairs of the building, darkest place. I didn't complain. That place also used, no place. I sleep when everybody sleep. In the hall room. Do you know what? I never complain about that. One day, the whole building, Jesus, the Lord, living God, he gave me. And I have started there a new Bible college. Don't ever complain about your situation. This is the not last step of our life. At that time, the teacher of the Bible college, I work with her. Now she is my cook. No, I'm joking, my wife. She was the teacher, but now she is my cook. I hope she will not mind it. Don't ever complain about your situation. This you are facing right now, foot soldiers only. Just give thanks for your foot soldiers. Always give thanks. How can a man run with the horses? Is it possible? Is it possible for you to run with the horses? Can you run with the horses, anybody? You can run with dogs, cats, cows, maybe. Is anyone can run with the horses? Nobody, no one. But God is preparing us to run with the horses. Say amen. How can a man run with the horses and win? Only by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. No other way. Until you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, always you'll blame, complain, ask several questions, discouragement, unhappy. So many things will happen in our life. We can't run with the horses by our own abilities. Our education, our qualification, our energy, theological studies, money, power, nothing will help us to run with the horses except by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Without abiding in Christ, we are nothing. And anointing of the Holy Spirit will empower us to run with the horses. If you want to run with the horses, then must have the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Don't ever quit yourself from running with the footmen. Stop complaining and start celebrating with the footmen. Be sure horses are coming to your life, whether you want or not. Horses will come. God will qualify each of us and able to handle all those situations to overcome by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You will have your portions. Don't worry what your enemies have. Don't worry what your neighbors have, what your friends have right now. You will have better than them. Say amen. Amen. You can see it's broken English. I hope you understand this. This is not my mother language. Bangla is my mother language. I try to study more and more. So I went to Philippines, APTS. Some of you may know. The only 1 year I was able to stay there because of the visa problem. That time I had to leave the country within, they gave me 12 hours to leave the country. And I had to leave instant. So I came this country. I did my MD from here. But when I leave from that country, in the bus I was crying, why? What's wrong? Lord, I left everything. You are living God. I left my family, my friends, my parents, my siblings, each of everyone I left. I have no right to beg them. What's wrong? Why I cannot get the visa? I was crying. And Holy Spirit helped me to understand the better portions is on the way. I came to this country. I did my MDiv. I had the scholarship to study in USA, PhD, but could not get visa again from here. The same thing, same problem. Every time if you face the foot soldiers, remember, if you accept the foot soldiers, the better portions on the way. Finally, I did my doctoral studies in India. God opened another door to do this. Every time. So I tell my wife, always, don't worry about anything. It will come naturally. God's plan are always different than our plans. But he says, your relative, God says, your relatives, members of your own family, even they have betrayed you. They have raised a loud cry against you. Do not trust them, though they speak well of you. Well, we are talking our own language, eating our own food here, sleeping own style here, preaching to own country people, and still feeling tired, complaining about God's foot soldiers, asking judgment, as like Jeremiah. God put us here as like a salt, like light, not to judge them, not to ask God kill them. Think once again when you hate foot soldiers. How will we go to the end of the world if we cannot handle these foot soldiers? Our future situation may be worse than our imaginations. You are a chosen person. Prepare yourself. God will anoint you, take you around the world. You will be able to live in a different culture, different people, different foods, different situations. I was praying last night, and Holy Spirit helps me to understand. There'll be someone who is already planted to leave this country because cannot face the foot soldiers. I do not know who. But remember, never ever complain about food, about clothes, about your bed, about your situation. But for everything, just give thanks. And prepare your vessel. Clean, keep clean your vessel to receive blessing. Prove it. You are qualified to handle and run with the horses. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Just recognize your foot soldiers. What is your current situation? Are you facing any foot soldiers in your life? Anything that making you unhappy? Bring it to Jesus. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prizes. What no eyes has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. Hallelujah. Recognize your foot soldiers and surrender to God. Lord, I am tired, I am weak. I cannot face these foot soldiers. It is not easy for me to face. I need your help. The best helper of this world is Holy Spirit. You want to anoint us. You want to encourage us. You want to empower us. Holy Lord. For 1 minute, let's open our mouth and surrender everything to God. Just say, Lord, I need you. Without your spirit, I cannot handle these foot soldiers, this financial crisis, family problems, studies, language, several things in mind. These poor soldiers, I cannot handle, Lord, without your helping. Holy Spirit. Let's open our mouth. Hallelujah. Holy Lord. Jesus, we come before you, Father, this time. We need you, Father. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need your help. So many things in our life, no one knows, only you knows, Lord. Only you can remove, you can cut down, you can help us to barriers, all those barriers to overcome, Lord. Touch each of everyone, talk to their heart, Lord. You are with us. You send your Son not only for us, but also for the unrich people. You're willing to save them. Father, you want to use our hands, our eyes, our minds, everything. We give thanks to you for these poor soldiers right now we are facing. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us to this country. Asia, Europe, Australia, America. Lord, help every country. Send many peoples to overcome these poor soldiers and run with the horses. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are the same, Lord. You are the same as you started today and you'll be forever. Lord of Abraham, Lord of Jacob, Lord of Isaac, the same Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're feeling very tired to face the foot soldiers, just ask the help of Holy Spirit. He's available. You want to touch. You want to empower us. You want to anoint us. And he will take you around the globe to run with the horses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, once again for your mercy. Bless us, lead us, use us for your purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.